Sermon 29. There is a resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. God said that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. As we live on this earth, there are things we have done well and things we have done poorly with our flesh and blood. But I first give thanks before God that receiving or not receiving the kingdom of God is not based on this. Our God has completely eliminated all the sins of this world, all the sins of you and me. Therefore, He has made our souls sinless. It means He has given us salvation. By receiving the elimination of sins and becoming a person without sin, through believing in the Lord's baptism, His death on the cross, and His resurrection, our souls have perfectly received the elimination of sins. The elimination of sins comes by faith, not by the deeds of man. Therefore, we are able to come before God and offer worship at this hour as well, and praise God. As people live, they commit sins with their flesh and blood. Because of that, no human life could come before God, except through the faith that believes in the redemption of the water and blood of Jesus Christ. They were human lives where no one could offer worship before God, no one could praise God, and no one could stand honorably before God. However, our God came seeking such sinners, was born on this earth putting on the form of a human, took charge of all the sins of mankind by receiving baptism at the Jordan River, and received the judgment for sin on the cross on behalf of mankind, thereby perfectly saving us from all sins and judgment. Thankfulness received through a visiting brother. Yesterday, a brother came visiting from a faraway place. What was confirmed after a long conversation were two things. First, whether he had received the elimination of sins by believing in the water and the blood, and second, whether he had the heart to serve the gospel and follow the Lord after receiving the elimination of sins. If these two things are certain, the rest will gradually be accomplished. That brother was a precious co-worker who majored in vocal music and pioneered several churches while handling missionary ministry in Russia. I believe that if the Lord allows, gospel booklets will be translated and sent out in Russian and Japanese as well. At the last trumpet, we shall all suddenly be changed. Today is Easter. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 58. When our Lord returns to this earth, the archangel blows the trumpet. When the trumpet is blown, the righteous who have received the elimination of sins will live again. The graves will open, and the dead people there will live again. Everyone. Resurrection means living again. Jesus' resurrection is our resurrection. Jesus' birth, baptism, cross, and resurrection were precisely to make you and me live again. Jesus being born was putting on a human body to save us from sin. Receiving baptism was to personally take charge of the sins of you and me. Dying on the cross was receiving the judgment for our sins on our behalf, and resurrecting from the tomb 3 days after dying was to make you and me live again. His living again was a resurrection to make us who believe live again. Jesus resurrected. Jesus' resurrection is the resurrection of you and me. Due to Jesus living again, you and me have become sinless. Due to Jesus living again, you and me have obtained new life. For a person to be born once and die once is a set principle, and after that, there will be judgment. Thus, everyone was born once, suffered death once, and their souls had to enter the unquenchable fire. To such human lives, our Lord came seeking, and he lived again in order to make us live again. Jesus' tomb is empty. On this earth, there are tombs of all people. However, there is no tomb of Jesus. Jesus was certainly confined in a stone tomb, but he resurrected. That Jesus lived again is a historical fact. The Pharisees and religious leaders said to the Roman soldiers, "This man always used to say during his normal times that he would die and live again in 3 days. If by chance his disciples come, take the corpse from the tomb, get rid of it, and say he lived again, this country will be engulfed in turmoil again. Therefore, it must be guarded in multiple layers." In the old days, in the country of Israel, tombs were stone tombs. They chiseled the stone with a chisel, hollowed out the inside, and made it into a tomb. And they put the corpse inside the stone and blocked it with a large stone that several strong men could roll. However, when dawn had fully come, an angel was sitting on the large stone that had blocked the tomb door. The Roman soldiers saw that, were terrified out of their wits, and all ran away. The door of that tomb was open, and there was no corpse inside. The linen that had wrapped Jesus was all neatly folded and placed at the head of where Jesus had lain. Jesus lived again. When Mary and some sisters went to the tomb of Jesus Christ, Jesus was not there, and there was an angel. To them who did not know what to do, the angel asked, "Whom are you looking for?" and delivered the message that he had gone to Galilee as he promised. Peter, John, and some disciples also went to see the tomb, but Jesus was already not there. Everyone Jesus resurrected. He lived again and personally testified to his resurrection for about 40 days. And he promised. He said, "I will come again in this exact form in which I went up." Matthew chapter 27. At the time of Jesus' cross, the tombs were opened. I will read Matthew chapter 27, verse 52. The graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him, who were guarding Jesus, saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 through 54. When Jesus died on the cross, when he died saying, "It is finished," the tombs in the country of Israel opened. The tombs of those who believed in Jesus Christ opened, and the actually dead people came out alive and testified of Jesus Christ to people. We live again. Everyone, we live again. It means that at the last trumpet, in an instant, we shall all suddenly be changed. Our God has given us resurrection. Because there is living again, we must believe in Jesus, and we must receive the elimination of sins. We must believe that the life in this world is not everything. Even if there is pain, joy, sadness, and the emotions of joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasure in this world, we must live the present, holding the hope of resurrection by faith. If there is no living again after the parents of you and me pass away, that is a truly miserable thing. However, because there is the resurrection of living again for us who believe, there is one hope that is different from those who do not believe. What is that hope? It is that when our Lord comes again to this earth, he makes the archangel blow the trumpet, and along with that sound, he makes us live again to live forever together with God in bodies that will never die again. Because he has given us precisely this life and vitality of resurrection, you and I live on this earth, holding on to faith. The funeral of a person who received the elimination of sins is a feast house. A sister caught cancer and was in a situation facing death. She tried all kinds of medicine and even received surgery at the hospital, but it was a situation where nothing more could be done. However, among that sister's relatives, there was a born-again person. That relative went to visit and asked, "You are now going to die. Don't you want to go to heaven?" "I want to go." "If you believe in Jesus, you can go to heaven." "Can a person like me go too?" "You can go." Like that, the gospel of the water and the Spirit was preached. As that sister believed the gospel, peace came upon her heart, and her sins received elimination. This person originally believed in Buddhism. Lying down and unable to move, she called her children and said, "Because I believe in Jesus, it is so good. From today, I believe in Jesus. Take down all the idol pictures in the house and throw away the Buddhist rosary too." After receiving the elimination of sins, she passed away within a month. She was so very happy. Passing away peacefully, she said, "I am definitely going to heaven. Jesus has come to pick me up. You must also definitely come to the place where I am going." And in the midst of her children watching, in the midst of her husband watching, she went peacefully. The whole family all believed in Jesus and received the elimination of sins. Going to the funeral and singing praises, you don't know how much this is a living testimony and how good it is. In one room, born-again people gathered and praised with joy. And in one room, people who were not born again gathered and were sad. Even though we will meet in a little while, and we will live again when our Lord comes. We must live by faith in the Word of God. Everyone, the devil wants to bind us. With what does he try to bind us? He tries to bind us with the sins committed by flesh and blood. However, our Lord says. No, I have eliminated all your sins. I have eliminated all your sins of the world. I have eliminated all the sins you commit by flesh and blood. Our Lord has made the person of faith, who believes in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, to become a righteous person, and he exhorted us to become those who strive more in the Lord's work by faith. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Even those weak sins that we commit with flesh and blood, Jesus Christ took them all away as the price of the baptism he received from John and the shedding of blood on the cross. Satan the devil tries to make us fall using the sins committed by flesh and blood. O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 56. Our Lord resurrected from death, eliminating sins and eliminating the judgment for sins. Our Lord suddenly lived again from death. Do not be deceived by the devil, and become those who have received the elimination of sins by faith, believing in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. God has given me and you the elimination of sins and new life. He gave us resurrection. He gave us the life of living again. Welcoming this Resurrection Sunday, I praise and thank our Lord who gave us new life.